Welcome, everyone, to Voice of the Valley in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm your host, Dave Bell. 428-9494 is the phone number, 928-428-9494. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Ooh, I came in hot.
Ooh, loud.
Are you? I can't hear you at all. I cannot hear Kay. I hear Vance.
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you either, Kay.
All right, let's see. What channel are you on? Oh, that.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, because I pushed the wrong button. Thank you, Vance.
Can you hear me now?
I'm sitting
here
looking.
Happy Friday.
I'm looking at the headphones going, okay, did somebody mess with the master control? No, Dave just pushed the wrong button.
Where's my phone? I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be a heck of a Friday, isn't it? That just started
91.
It's going to be a heck of a Friday for us. We're volunteering for Rotary, and we are going to be outside.
91-degree weather.
Watching pole vaulters. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're going to be volunteering on the pole vaulting station at the Rotary, 44th Annual Safford Rotary Track Invitational at Safford High School. We're so excited.
It's going to be great.
And they gave you black shirts today.
Woo!
I don't think
it's going to matter.
I've covered many a track and field event in my erstwhile journalistic career. They can get warm. So
I'm ready. I got my hat, my glasses, my long sleeves, my long pants.
Our sunscreen.
You got the big hat too, right?
You're
wearing a baseball cap right now.
We have to lift these poles up onto the pole vaulting thing. Yeah. And if I have my big sombrero, I'll knock it off all the time and it'll just be... I have my Nature Suite hat that locks onto my head and doesn't fall off.
All right.
Thank you for being Copper Members, Nature Suite.
There you go.
Sponsored by Nature Suite.
And I'll be wearing my Search and Rescue hat and hoping that nobody gets hurt because I'm not going to be able to help you. But I know people.
Well, I don't think Search and Rescue has to do a whole lot of work out at B.B. Anderson Track and Field.
Right, don't get lost.
Yeah, what is
Andrews.
B.B. Andrews, that's right. Is it stadium or field?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I'd have to take a look. But it's named after B.B.
Yes.
Because he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Very impressive.
Yes. Speaking of which, you know, Safford is looking at redoing the field.
Yeah, I think they got a WIFA grant.
Got a WIFA grant.
Which is Water Infrastructure Fund.
Finance Authority.
Finance Authority, thank you.
They got a WIFA grant, but it's going to be way more than the grant. The grant was like $250,000.
And they need about $1 million?
Million to $1.5 million, I think it is.
Wow.
So, but they're doing it. Morenci just did their fields. Morenci's beautiful. Their field.
I have seen some pictures. I haven't been up there, but yeah. I've seen some pictures.
So good for Safford. Good for Safford High School, and will be much more impressive next year at the Rotary Invitational.
Yeah. Oh, is that going to be done by next year?
I think that's the hope.
That's the plan?
That's the hope. You never
Not
know.
A plan yet, the hope.
Right.
Cool. I'll ask AJ. AJ is the superintendent for Safford, mm-hmm. AJ Taylor, and he's in Rotary Club.
Yep.
So we'll ask him.
You will find out. Those voices you hear, Vance Bryce, Christine Ekvall there with the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber joins me every Friday in April. May and June we'll go over the schedule because as Vance knows, we're in equal time when it comes to candidates. I have to make time available for them.
That's cool.
Many of them are Fridays, so we will shift things around so that the Chamber always gets to be heard. We want to make sure the Chamber is always heard. Because you guys are doing wonderful things for our community.
And just a reminder to all our chamber members out there that this is one of your benefits. If you want to be on the radio with us, reach out. Let us know.
I have a couple of things for the news segment before we get into our awesome event next week. Springfest is next weekend.
All right, let's hear it.
Yesterday, two crazy things happened. First, Taylor Swift released a new album. We've got to talk about the Tortured Poets Department. That's all I have to say. Go listen to it. And then the other thing was, for the first time, I think, in my lifetime, one of the rarest things in Congress ever happened. Here's my government nerd coming out right now. So always in the House of Representatives, the majority of the majority rules.
Right.
So right now, the majority party is the Republicans. You have to have majority of your caucus to support something for anything to happen. Yesterday, something crazy happened in the Rules Committee. It was the majority of the whole rather than the majority of the majority, which means there was some bipartisanship and they had to work together to get something done. And I'll just invite your listeners to look into what happened in the Rules Committee yesterday, because it's a pretty crazy thing and the Speaker of the House may lose his job over it. It's a wild, wild, wild thing. But go check it out. It's newsworthy. It's a little nerdy thing that happened behind the scenes, but go check it out.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking about the funding
yep.
for Ukraine mm-hmm. and for Israel. I was being snarky. I really try not to too much, but on Twitter I had to.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I saw the amendments that were pasted onto that bill, many of which are going to disappear. And one of them was from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who said that the bill must contain, added an amendment, proposed an amendment, I should say, that space lasers, how did it get phrased?
Is she doing anti-Semitic space laser stuff again?
Well, I kind of, I went in that direction. So I got to find it now. Hold on. Come on. Where's Dave?
Okay, I'm totally out of this loop, and I'm feeling like that's okay, because space lasers?
You don't want to be in this loop.
So in the bill, she added an amendment that requires funding for the development of space laser technology on the southern border. So I just simply said there's no word yet if she wants the space lasers to be Jewish or Goyim. That's all I know. We don't know. We'll wait to see.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I saw that. I also saw Johnson's response. He did a little stand-up in the rotunda, which is, I think, usually where they do them. And I give him credit. He said, look, you know, I believe you do the right thing. You let the chips fall where they may. I'm paraphrasing, but yeah. I think that's what he said.
Which is kind of a brave. So he had the opportunity last night to change the rules on vacating the chair. They had Democrats and Republicans were going to, the majority of Democrats and some Republicans were going to change the rules to say you have to have 30% of members vacate the chair or leadership vacate the chair. It's still, he said, no, let's not change it. Let the chips fall where they may.
I think he's done with being the speaker, because if he doesn't want to change it, that's just, I've had enough of this.
Well, I think he doesn't want to look like he's
cowardly and changing the rules to
protecting
himself.
His own. Like I think it's a very brave, honorable thing. It's like opposite of power hungry. It's a really cool move. And it's kind of cool to watch. Very, very nerdy Congress thing.
I'm going to wait for the movie.
I forgot who I was listening to, but somebody said it's fun to watch backbenchers get moved into a leadership position and how they react.
Yeah.
And
it's a leadership lesson for sure.
Johnson was definitely a backbencher. And for those that aren't aware, that's an old British parliamentary term. Usually the people who have the most influence in government sit as close to the front and as close to the table that separates the labor.
In the House of Commons.
In the House of Commons. And everybody in the back is considered a backbencher, kind of supporting what leadership wants to do. And that was Johnson for years. He really was. He was a guy behind the scenes in the back. And you can be an effective congressperson being a backbencher, just quietly getting stuff done, or you can be loud and be out front and lead the way. And Johnson kind of got thrust into.
It's a little different when you have to, what's it called?
Herd cats.
Herd cats. That's the exact phrase. When you have to be the herder, it's a little different.
Yeah. So yes, I did see that too. It was, but it's the way it should be.
It's eye open. I've talked to so many people on the Hill that are just like, it happened. Staff members are always nerds that think if only this is such a good bill, if only the majority could vote on it, but it never gets out of committee because it's too far this way or too far that way. And so for a staff member to see it actually happen, all of them, we were talking yesterday just about how cool it is that I don't even know if it's happened in my lifetime. It's pretty cool.
Bipartisanship. It used to.
I mean,
I remember when Tip O'Neill was the speaker and he had to get Republican votes. There was just no way around it. Plus, you had Reagan in the White House, who was fantastic at marshaling the nation around his position. They had no option but to work across the aisle. I don't know if you were there when the common phrase was my good friend across the aisle. And it was
my very first years as a 16-year-old as a page. They were still doing that in the Senate.
And they meant it.
And they meant it, and they went to dinner. But then when I came back in 2016, obviously a different time.
it just radically changed. On the Ukraine thing, before we get into the good stuff, there is a wonderful piece in The Atlantic. Look it up. You can find it online. About is Russia paying for what we're seeing in our current dialogue? And they speak with former CIA operatives, and they're saying, absolutely. This is 100% paid Russian propaganda.
It's a wild time.
So there's a lot of, and they highlight items we've heard. Heck, I've heard people say on this show, Mark Lamb talking about military-aged men coming over the border. They said that's Russia propaganda, because we're hearing the exact same thing in Europe, but they're phrasing it with different countries. You know, small things like that. There was something Kerry Lake said that was, I was shocked when they were referencing it from somebody else, and I'm like, holy cow, Kerry said that on this show. And you realize that doesn't mean Kerry Lake's a paid Russian operative, but it means that the propaganda is coming in. Russia's effective. People forget Putin was KGB, and disinformation was his specialty.
3D chess.
I'm going 5D at this point. He's invented new dimensions. He's brilliant at that. He really is. And if he doesn't like it, you get thrown out a window. So.
There you go.
I think I've seen that movie.
Kay brings it right back to reality. All right. That's enough of this political stuff.
I just had to comment on it. It is historic. So check it out if you're a listener, if you're a nerd, and hit me up and we'll talk about it.
Let's be real. If you're listening to KATO,
you're a nerd.
You're a nerd.
You kind of like politics. You do. You kind of do.
Talking to you, Donna McGoy. I know you got to track me. But
oh, Donna's
Terry busy. Fisher, we got you.
And who's the other one? Sam over on his tractor.
Oh, Sam Daly.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah. Who likes to, whenever he sees me, calls me that liberal. I'm okay. That's all right, Sam. You can call me that. But I just appreciate you listening. So, all right. We are a week. We are 1 week. 7 days, 6 days, if you count the sponsor dinner.
Yeah,
that's right.
Super exciting.
From Springfest.
Yes.
That's right. A week from today, we will be setting up tents, tables, chairs, fencing right there on City Hall Lawn, 717 West Main Street. Come join us a week from now and come set up some chairs and tables. We'll give you a food voucher if you do. But we have Safford Spring Festival next week. Kay, can you tell us when things start on Friday?
Yes, so we have the Star Spangled Banner sung by the Gila Idol winner, Kamea Nelson. That starts at 5 o'clock. And then we're going to have the opening ceremonies presented by Graham County Electric Co-op Foundation.
And we're doing something really special at 5 o'clock next Friday. So there's a new stage, new community stage, and it's called the United Way of Graham and Greenlee County's Community Stage, because they funded it through a grant to the Graham County Chamber of Commerce. And Denise...
Benton,
thank you.
No problem.
I want Denise. Dude, everyone knows Denise by her first
Denise,
name.
Denise, it's like Cher.
Every day, names fly out of my head. Don't
Denise
feel
Benton is the executive director over there. And she is going to present us with the check, with the oversized check. Now, we've already bought the stage, so...
The check has gone
The
in
real
cash.
Check has actually been... is in our account and out of our account, yeah, but...
It is cleared.
It's cleared a couple of times. Yeah. But the oversized check is going to be presented to us at 5 o'clock. And we're going to have a huge ribbon cutting for this new stage. Reed Richens sent me a picture of it yesterday. It looks awesome. And we're excited to have it at Spring Festival. Today, it is at a Freeport event somewhere else in the state.
It's getting practice.
Getting some practice.
It's getting broken in.
Breaking in.
Yeah.
And but that's kind of like the insider stuff and the fun opening ceremony stuff, but we have, for if you're just coming to the event to enjoy yourself, we have live music, more food trucks than we've ever had at any of our events, which is exciting. Wine tasting tickets for Elgin Winery, Elgin Distillery, and Sonoyta Vineyards. So we've got big representation from Santa Cruz County. And what else we got, Kay?
Well, super excited this year. We have flower planting. We have rock painting, hula hoop, instrument petting zoo. We have a photo booth that's going to be pretty cool. We also have a Safford Historic Walk once on Friday and once on Saturday. And that's going to be really cool. As well as Tell Us Your Story. It's sponsored by Graham County and presented by the Safford City Library. And they're going to be looking for people who want to be recorded and stored in history. So that's a great opportunity for you. And then there's going to be an art show where you can look at the art, but you can also purchase it. So that's pretty cool.
I bought a big old painting.
You did.
There from Maggie Bryce. It was so cool. A bunch of horses around a trough.
And I have one from Maggie Bryce as well. And we have a couple at the chamber too. So we have so much great talent in this valley. It's pretty cool that they have a place that they can show it off.
Yeah. Tell us what Man Mortgage is doing.
So Man Mortgage is sponsoring our porta potties, but that kind of evolved into something even grander. So basically, we have donations from our chamber members, just a variety of donations. And between 6 and 9 o'clock on Friday night and Saturday night, we're going to be having just random drawings. So for chamber members out there who have not given us any items, it's an opportunity for you to get promoted before the event and during the event. And of course, just spread your products with some of our local.
So I saw Kay's taking this on completely. So I'm learning about the drawings that are coming out on Facebook. So check out our Facebook. One of the ones I saw was a two-night stay or one-night stay?
It's a one-night stay Alpine.
One-night stay in Alpine at someone's rental up there.
Yep.
Airbnb. So that's pretty cool, Airbnb up there.
Yeah, we have like a Yeti from
Mortgage.
You're
going to want that come June and July. You're going to want that rental.
You take your Yeti cooler with you. We have gift certificates from a variety of different vendors.
Tickets to the Bisbee Blues Fest from,
Blues and Bisbee, I think.
Blues and Bisbee.
Yeah, and the t-shirt is awesome. I really super hope I get a couple of those.
That's from Easter Seals Blake Foundation. That's a big fundraiser they do. They put on that event in Bisbee.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned that this year, too.
Yeah, it's great. And then we have gift certificates from Brando's, Fun and Sun Vacations, and Inner. And then we also have gift certificates from, I should have wrote all this down.
Your Inner Glow.
And
there's a lot. Those raffle tickets are free. You just have to scan a QR code and sign up, and we'll be doing them all throughout the day. And
then we have a two-hour party from Gila Cheer that we actually put on brochures and delivered them to all the schools in Graham County, including Fort Thomas. And so basically they're going to get this little raffle in school. They can bring that ticket into the chamber booth and get entered to win this two-hour party. And then there's a two-hour paint and take from Terra Cottage. That's one of the items. And I know I miss people because I have a ton of them and I didn't bring it with me and I apologize.
All right. My wife gets mad at me because she says I talk about her on the radio and I give up all her secrets. Well, I'm going to give up one now so you all can tell her I'm doing this.
Okay.
I asked her if she had donated and she went, well, no. I said, you're on the chamber board. And she said, well, the issue is unless somebody really loves crafting, what I donate is going to go to somebody who's doesn't really care, you know, craft supplies. That's
maybe they don't know they care yet.
And I said that.
Yes.
And I said, but what about one of the pieces you make? Because you make a piece every week.
Oh, absolutely.
At a minimum. And she goes, well, not everybody likes my stuff. I said, well, not everybody likes, you know, a Man Mortgage hat or tumbler, but
they re-gift it if they don't like
exactly.
it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you get your name.
So so let's put a little pressure on Royce and Royce Cycle Treasures. I said, you literally won Best of Safford Award.
I don't know if
you really need to donate something.
Wow. Is she listening right now? You're in so
much
trouble.
No, she's not at all.
No,
which is why
not.
Okay. She gets mad
He's
at
so
me.
Brave. I don't,
does she have any extra things in your home that she could part with,
Good
Dave?
God. I can't move in my house. There's so much stuff.
Does she might have something hanging around she's okay to part with, do you think?
Well, no. Everything is wonderful.
Yes.
But, yes.
Yeah, Bamba's workshop, just reminding me, is they have some Norwex products that they're going to be donating.
Which I'm learning about. I got Norwex for Christmas, and I had no idea.
I'm like, dude, they are great.
What it was. It's silver...
Lined cleaning towels that you don't need to use chemicals with.
Yeah, you don't use
because the silver kills, you know, the bacteria. So it's kind of crazy.
Neat.
If werewolf has been on your dishes, you can.
Done and done.
That's immediately where my brain went. I thought, is this real? But I've done some research, like Kay suggested, and it is real.
And I have to tell you, speaking of Bamba's workshop, there's just such a cute story. Bamba's workshop was not a member, but his wife was a member with Dragon Chest, and. For his birthday, she bought him a membership for the chamber so that he could be, you know, elevated during this whole process because we did a trade for 50 charcuterie boards that are branded and they are so cool. And I seriously want to steal one. So if there's 49, I have no idea what happened to the 50th. Just, I have no idea.
428-9494 is the phone number. Going to take a quick break when we come back. More with Vance and Kay from the chamber. After this. Welcome back to Voice of the Valley in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm Dave Bell, Vance Bryce, Kay Ekvall is here. 428-9494 is the phone number. While we were on break, I was listening and scrolling at the same time. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be in the moment, but I wasn't. And I saw somebody posted that Taylor Swift dropped a surprise CD. No. It's what you just said.
Not a surprise one.
That's what I thought. I'm like, didn't she announce that at the
Here's
Grammys?
The thing. She's been putting two fingers up a lot, and she does this weird Easter egg thing, and all of her people around her. So there's this thing that maybe there's a second album. So you're kind of, I have to check the news after I get off here.
Okay. No, but the posting was the poets.
Okay, that one's, yep.
That, to me, that wasn't, I don't even, look, don't, I don't need the Swifties after me. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
That's okay. You don't have to be.
I'm not her target demographic. Old man, old white man is not her target demographic. But I respect her as an artist. She does great things. It's just not my type of music. Even I knew she was releasing this album. It's not a secret. I don't know.
All right. It's not a secret. Yeah. Can I just talk about some sponsors real quick?
Please do.
Fast, because we couldn't do Safford Spring Festival without the city of Safford. They bring in their police officers. They have their yard crew make the city hall lawn look fantastic. They fix the irrigation pipes we break every year when we stake tents into the lawn.
Yeah, somebody winds up doing something.
Yes. They
unintentionally.
They close the streets. They deliver... trash cans. They empty the trash cans overnight. I can't stress enough how much work we don't do at the chamber event that the city of Safford takes on and does not charge us for. It's overtime pay. It's not cheap. But of course, they want to support an amazing event downtown. So it's a great partnership. City of Safford believes in the mission of the chamber. We meet very closely with them. And our goal is to advance quality of life here. And if you want to do something fun, stay in town this weekend instead. And not this weekend. Well, you can stay in town this weekend and go to Heritage Days in Pima.
That's right.
And Larry Fest at the fairgrounds.
Yep.
Larry Fest. And tomorrow night is the free movie at Glen Meadows.
That's right. City of Safford has a... Is it tonight? I think it's tonight.
I've got it on my calendar
for tomorrow.
It's a Ninja
Turtle movie of some sort.
That's right.
It's a family movie. I've got it on my calendar for tomorrow.
So... Yes, the whole goal of what we're doing with the City of Safford and our copper members, United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties, Double R Communications, Nature Suite,
Kempton Chevrolet,
is to keep people in town on the weekends, is to support people who want to start their businesses, is to train on leadership, and is to promote tourism. So we run around all week trying to make that happen for you guys. So we'd love to see you at Safford Spring Festival next weekend.
For sure.
It's a fun event, and I will say, as I've said every year, I believe he's performing again this year, Darren Kamai.
Darren Kamai is going to be our closer island, on Friday. Our Island Style is the name of his two guys that go up there. And he's great. He's perfect for this event.
That's what I was about to say. I've not heard an artist more fitted to a wine event than Darren. He's the perfect entertainment for this event. Plus, he's good. I mean, it's not just, he fits, the wine.
He's fantastic.
He really is. He does a version, almost a calypso version of Hey Joe, an old blues song, that just knocks me over every time. It is fantastic. And it's, you have to hear him. You just do.
He'll be on about 8 o'clock on Friday
to
close out the day.
Well, I'm excited about the Zaley Windsor Band and TJ Taylor. I've heard him in his band, but I've never heard him solo.
So. Yeah, TJ Taylor is doing, he's with Coltrane.
Coltrane.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited to see what that's going to turn out like.
So Friday we've got Kamaya Nelson, Zaley Windsor, Shell Games, which is Chaz Ornelas' band, TJ Taylor, and Our Island Style. And then Saturday we have Gila Cheer coming out and doing a performance at 10. We've got Zaley Windsor again, Kamaya Nelson again. Let me turn my paper over here.
There's so much it has to go on.
Our Island Style, Zaley Windsor Band. So that's Zaley with the full band. JJ's Party Band is coming back again this year, and they're starting a little earlier.
Party people!
Yeah, that's what they say. Hey, party people! And they do some fun dances, and we need to buy some glow sticks, okay?
For sure. I just saw some glow cowboy hats. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, I did see those, yeah.
I think we have glow sticks.
Okay.
From the Bloom Festival.
And if anyone wants to donate, anyone, get a hold of us. 928-428-2511.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to multiple songs by Kamaya.
Oh, she made me cry. I was bawling like a baby at Gila Idol.
And she plays piano and guitar, we learned.
Oh, it's
not
going to
be tracks.
Great.
She's playing live music.
Oh, I believe it.
It's going to be great.
She did a Billie Eilish song to win Gila Idol. I'm not, again, not the target demographic.
Oh.
So I didn't know it. Didn't know the song. I just knew her rendition of it was really, really good. I finally heard the original. Kamaya's blows it out of the water. I'm sorry. I'm insulting.
That's all right.
What are the eyelids?
It's like
I don't know.
Whatever. Grammy award winning song. It got an Oscar.
And I'm like, no, Kamaya's was way better because she made it her own.
It was so heart wrenching.
She did make it her own. You don't even know it's Barbie movie. She plugged into something in her own life for sure. I don't know what, but holy cow.
It was incredible.
It really was. So I'm looking forward to it. When she was on the show after the win, she mentioned that, and I apologize, I don't know this. There's an LDS, I think it's in Illinois, where it's very similar to like old Virginia where you go.
Oh yeah. Sunset on the Mississippi.
Thank you.
Is the show in Nauvoo, Illinois. They do it all summer long.
And it teaches you the history through entertainment,
right,
et cetera.
She said, edutainment.
Yes. She's going to try out for that as before she goes on her mission.
Oh yeah. Cool.
So
that's a really cool show.
So when she told me that, I'm like, okay, you're an entertainer. You're not just a singer.
It's like Mormon church, LDS, excuse me, LDS Church, Branson.
Okay. Cool. I would love to see it.
It's super cool. It's super cool for anyone, whatever background. It's great.
Yeah, I would love to see that. And so she's going to do that. And that's when I realized, okay, you're more than just get up and lip sync or something. You know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So.
And she's going to be performing. We're so excited to give her this opportunity. She's going to be performing Thursday night for our special guest we're having. And I still
she's gonna be at the,
I still have an embargo on who our special guest is. It's an open secret. Most of the Valley knows what is happening, but until they approve my press release, I can't say anything. But we have a special guest coming.
I'm gonna give it away. It's Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor Swift. Dang.
Happy birthday.
Holy cow. Shoot.
It is not Taylor Swift. Don't tell your grandkids.
Someone got $1 million around. Probably I don't know what it would take to get her to Safford, Arizona.
She's a billionaire now.
No, I mean,
to get her here.
Somewhere during the Eras tour, she's turned down the Super Bowl.
You know what?
She's going to turn down Safford Spring Festival too.
You think so?
I'll go this far. If I was at that level, these are the gigs I'd want to do. Just kind of show up.
Oh my gosh, how cool would that be?
That would just be crazy. Fun. Because if you've entertained, sometimes just doing the weird ones.
Just show up at Rex Allen Days.
And yeah. Yeah. I just feel like singing, you know, an old Rex Allen song. Let's do it. That would be fun. Because you got to assume she wants to have fun too, right?
It's and not just all business. She can have fun now.
Yeah.
She can.
So, all right. Springfest is when?
It is on Friday, April 26th. Starts at 5 p.m. on the Safford City Hall lawn. That's on Main Street across from the courthouse. And it ends at 10 p.m. So make sure you come before 10. And then it's on Saturday, April 27th. We get started at 8 a.m. and then we go all the way till 10.
And we're still looking for volunteers at grahamchamber.org.
All right. Grahamchamber.org. That's the place to go. You can volunteer. And volunteerism is worth it.
It's so fun.
It's fun.
It's more fun than you...
If you're looking for funding and support from communities, show up in the community and get to know these people.
And we'll cover lunch and dinner and breakfast if you come volunteer.
There you go. Vance Bryce, Christine Ekvall, thank you both so much. And thank you all for listening as well. I appreciate it every single day. I'm out of here for now, but I'll be back Monday. Until then, have a great day.